I'm having a very tough time at home. My father doesn't understand me, and Phyllis hates me.
Sounds tough, all right.
That's why I have to lie sometimes. You won't tell on me, will you?
I have to think it over.
Nino's not what my father says at all. He's just had bad luck. Then he lost his job for talking back. So hot-headed.
Comes expensive, doesn't it?
Guess my father thinks nobody's good enough for his daughter.
Teenagers have such a hard time. Think back to your own teenage years and the difficulties you had with your parents. And many of us had, even if we had parents who were very well-intentioned, they may have done things that really messed up our lives, or we may have messed up our own lives. Well, how do you handle it if you really did mess up your own life? One listener writes me an email where she talks about how she screwed up her life. She looks at her mother's wasting away, her mother does nothing but work and then come home and sleep, work and come home and sleep, and she can't stand her mother. She hates her dad puts on a phony front to everyone else in their life as if he's this great dad, but she despises him so much she doesn't want him to walk down the aisle with her when she gets married. Now let's take a closer look at her. She's run away, she's tried drugs, she's been arrested. She's been locked up in a hospital. And she says, you know, my life just hurts so much. But she doesn't want to die, and yet she feels she's lost all her dreams. Guess how old she is? This is a 16-year-old. Later in the show, I'm going to try to help her out. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And even though it's not therapy, it's a time that you can pick up the phone right now and call me with any question that you would want to ask a counselor or a therapist. It's free advice. And you can always call anonymously, use a fake name, or change a detail or two in your story so that it remains private. That's not important. It's more important that you get your question out there. And my number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. Now, think about growing up with your parents. Think about how they treated you and see if this sounds familiar. Or maybe it sounds familiar with your own kids. Jason, get right in here and take out the trash. Mom is very upset with you. And then you're going to help me clean the basement. You hear, buddy? And no lip from you. Gina, stop right there. Where do you think you're going? Your room is a disgusting pigsty. You're too lazy to even put your clothes in a hamper. And it wouldn't hurt you to make your bed and take some pride in yourself. And you left the TV room a mess, too. Don't think you're sneaking out of here today. Mom wants help with the dishes. I'm sick and tired of having to fight with you all the time. You are such a spoiled brat. Don't even think of getting together with friends today, you hear? Now let's pause. If you were Jason or Gina, what are you saying under your breath? I hate Dad. He's so mean. He's always lecturing me. I don't care if I ever help out. I hate living at home. I can't wait to be on my own. And if Jason and Gina had a moment to reflect deeper, they may identify the problem more clearly. I wish my dad were nicer. Then I'd want to help. But he insults me. He belittles me. He orders me about. He gives lectures. He's sarcastic. He calls me names. I don't feel he really knows me. I don't feel he cares about me. I feel invisible around him. Now, this leads to a question by an after-hours caller. One frustrated parent, a stepdad in this case, is trying to get his stepkids to help out around the house, and they absolutely refuse to cooperate. How can he encourage them to uphold their responsibilities without psychologically bruising them and himself in the process?
Hi, this is Jeff. My question is, I have three stepchildren I'm having problems with the mother, and I are having problems with, you know, getting them to do their chores. They clean, they turn around and mess things up again. You know, we're at our wits' ends. We need some kind of help, and I wonder if you could help us.
Okay, I wish you had given me some details, Jeff. But first of all, when you say that you're a stepdad, that brings a whole new layer into the equation. do the kids, you have three different kids now, do these kids value you as a stepdad, or are there a lot of loose ends, things that haven't been said? Maybe they resent you, they love their dad. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe you came into their lives at a very young age and they accepted you as a dad, but you're seeing yourself as a stepdad. What is their relationship with their real dad? Are there a lot of unexpressed feelings that they have or hurts that have not come out in the open that they need to express and instead get played out in rebellion? They're just not going to do their chores. If that's the case, you can use all the assertiveness skills in the world and it won't help because you're not addressing the main issue, the main reason for why they're not doing their chores. So I would look at step family issues and give them an opportunity to talk. Say, you know, I know we get frustrated with one another, and my guess is that there may be some things that have gone unsaid that are hurting you that you may want an opportunity to talk about. And I might not do this as a group. I mean, if you wanted to go into family therapy, you could certainly do that. But if you wanted to do it individually, you could just take one child aside at a time, spend a little good time with that child, and then say, hey, is there anything that you wish you could tell me but you feel uncomfortable telling me? Then you've got to be prepared as the stepdad not to then turn on them and betray their trust. For example, if they said, well, I wish you and Mom never got married. I can't. You know, I miss Dad. I'm so sad about that. And if you say, after all I've done for you, how could you feel that way? You know, if you turn on them that way, rather than saying, I know it must have been a hard transition for you, and I understand that, and I can understand that you have mixed feelings towards me, and I wish that weren't the case, and I hope there's something we can do about it, that would be a much better response. Now, let's assume that it's just regular kids' problems that you're having. There are two different ways that we motivate one another, whether we're dealing with kids, whether you've got a spouse, a husband, or a wife that you're trying to get to do some chores around the house or to help you out, or whether it's in a work situation. We either motivate by duty, fear, and guilt. You better do this or else. This is your duty. This is your responsibility. Or if you don't do this, I'm telling your dad. Or guilt. After all I do for you. Now, none of us likes to be motivated by duty, fear, or guilt. The alternative is to be motivated by self-interest, by an appeal to a person's values. So if you're looking to motivate the kids, if they help out well around the house, if you say, hey, you want to help me cut some wood out in the backyard, honey? Or do you, you know, I'd love some help. I'm feeling really stressed right now. I know we have company coming today. I would love your help with the dishes. And I know you've got a lot that you would love to do. And the kids will come in and they feel like they're really assisting you and they're being a good friend. So we can come back and talk a little bit more about this. And also, I'll take your calls and questions. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER on the rational basis of happiness.
Do you want your doctor to decide what treatment or medicine you need? Or do you want the government to decide what treatment you are allowed? If you would like more information on politics and your healthcare, visit the website of Americans for Free Choice in Medicine, www.afcm.org.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Moral qualities will make you lovable. Note that most of us have problems we want to fix, and many of us don't know where or how to begin. You don't need to be perfect in every respect to find a partner, but never settle for a deeply flawed self. Making yourself into a lovable person gives you the best chance for a happy long-term romance. If you have some moral flaws that need fixing, make it a priority to correct them. If a person is untrustworthy, he still has a choice. Remake his own character or keep lying and cheating until he irretrievably ruins his own life.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.